It's time to look at more positions on the Dolphin roster, and our positional breakdown, and no one better to talk running backs and former Dolphin running back and Finsider Troy Stratford. Troy, let's start at the top. The two guys that got the bulk of the carries for the Miami Dolphins, Lamar Miller, Daniel Thomas. What were your thoughts on those guys as you look back?
A little disappointing throughout the season. They shown flashes, John. There were games where Lamar Miller would run off, you know, a 30-yard run or a 20-yard run. And then we saw Daniel Thomas come in and run some tough games where he picked up some key situational running for the Miami Dolphins. But overall, I think that the running back position failed to deliver what the expectation was back in training camp. We really thought that Lamar Miller was going to be this big type player that was going to make big plays and take a lot of pressure off of the running game. And I understand a lot of it has to do with the guys up front, but overall, the guys in the backfield this year, they certainly need to step up next year because this year was unacceptable.
Not a lot of explosive plays for the Miami Dolphins in the running attack. We had the 55-yarder by Daniel Thomas. Lamar had a 40-yarder. What do you see out of the young guy in Gillislee? Not a lot of play, but at the end of the season, he got some touches.
He got some touches at the end, and I have to go back to training camp. You know, there was times when he showed flashes. Uphill battle for him. He should be working right now. This is an offseason where he should really be working to come back and show that he deserves a couple of carries, because my whole point when it comes to running backs is you need to show a coaching staff that you have done the work to earn carries. And what I mean by that is you're going out there, you're getting tough yardage, you're working hard, or you're working hard, and Mike Gillislee is one of those guys that needs to come back here and throughout the offseason and show that he knows everything, because it's going to be a new offense as well for the most part, that he could pick up on that. And then when he has the football, show us that you're going to run hard and get some tough yardage.
Now, I'm not going to put you on the spot for names, but what are you looking for in free agency possibly, or even in the draft, the type of running back that the Miami Dolphins will come in to challenge some of these guys next season?
Dual purpose back. So I hate to say this because I'm a small guy, but I want to see somebody that has a little bit of size on him, someone that can actually move the pile. He has to have good hands, so someone that could play three downs and just show some toughness. You know what I mean? Just come in here, get the job done. But I'm looking for that dual purpose back that has a little bit of size, speed, and hand. So that, I guess that's try as opposed to dual, but he needs to do all three of those things.
Nice insight from former Dolphins running back and Finsider Troy Stratford. We're going to have many more player profiles and positional breakdowns, and you can go to dolphins.com for all your offseason news and notes on the Miami Dolphins.